And our phone lines are open for you this morning here at 1310 WIBA. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial at their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. To get on the show this morning with a question, all you got to do is dial in 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As mentioned, we are joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I am doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Great to talk with you. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you both along, and we've got an exciting show. We're going to talk about three letters that mean an awful lot, RMDs, required minimum distributions. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But before we get to this week's conversation, one of the really cool features of the show we do each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and our friends from Kloss Financial have again provided a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Red Robin. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a little tip, though, it pays for a number of reasons to pay close attention to the program, get some great information, and you get kind of a leg up on everybody else when it comes to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, which again we'll be doing a little bit later on in the program. And before we get rolling on this week's topic on required minimum distributions, Malia, let's take a look back at last week's show and get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about mistakes, actually 10 mistakes people should avoid with their retirement planning. So we know we only have perfect listeners out there, so maybe it doesn't apply to you. But if not, listen to last week's show and see what you shouldn't be doing in your own retirement planning. Our question was true or false. Once you reach your, let me back up here one second. I'm giving the wrong one. Last week's question, if you are over 50 years old in 2024, what is the maximum you can contribute into your employer retirement plan? Was it $25,000 or $30,500? Correct answer came from Sam of Portage, Wisconsin. Correctly answered $30,500. So listen carefully for today's question.
Fantastic. And don't forget, we'll do another question later on the program. And as Malia mentioned as well, you can always listen back to this and previous shows podcasts up at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So with only 6 weeks left in 2024, what should we know about required minimum distributions, CJ?
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
The year is already winding down. So yes, as we get down to the wire at the end of the year, as that's quickly approaching, you need to take care to make sure that you have met your required minimum distribution. So these required minimum distributions are short for RMDs. You'll even sometimes hear it being referred to MRDs. But these are the minimum amounts of money that must be withdrawn annually from retirement accounts if you meet certain age requirements. So the IRS requires RMDs for traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, and qualified employer-sponsored retirement plans known as QRPs. And this is such as 401ks, 403bs, 457s, so on and so forth. Now remember that the purpose of RMDs is designed to ensure that investments in retirement accounts do not grow tax deferred forever. The IRS wants to begin receiving the associated tax that have been deferred on these accounts at some point. Now, we'll get into this a little bit later, but if you're still working at an employer and have money in an employer-sponsored retirement plan, you may not be required to make a minimum distribution. But again, think of this as I'm retired and I have money in an IRA, SEP IRA, simple IRA, 401k, 403b, and it is pre-tax money. If that's you and you meet these age requirements that we're going to talk about here in a moment, then you would have a minimum distribution. Now, interestingly enough, the history of RMDs from qualified retirement accounts started with the passage of the Tax Reform Act of 1986. So we don't realize this, but this notion of RMDs is not that old of a concept, believe it or not. That law back in 1986 established the date when RMDs were required to begin as the year in which an individual reached age 70 and a half. Yes, 70 and a half. And that has now been adjusted over recent years due to the passage of the Secure Act. So now we have potentially multiple ages that could apply to people. Surprise, surprise, IRS, Congress make things really, really complicated. So again, it began back in 1986. Concept was very simple. Let's make sure that people start pulling, you know, minimum distributions out to pay the tax. And as of 1986, that age was 70 and a half. Well, now due to the passage of the Secure Act, if you were born in 1960 or later, so again, think about that, 1960 or later, then your RMD age, the age at which you must start minimum distributions, is age 75. So think of it as the calendar year in which you turn 75. Now, in a moment here, I'm going to talk about your required beginning date, but just think of, I have to have a minimum distribution for the calendar year in which I turn 75 if I was born in 1960 or later. If I was born in 1951 to 1958, anywhere in that time frame, then my required minimum distributions must begin at age 73. If I was born if I was born in 1950 or born on or after July 1st of 1949, RMDs must begin at age 72. And then finally, if I was born before July 1st of 1949, my RMDs must begin at age 70 and a half. So you can see, depending upon when I was born, I have a different age at which minimum distributions must begin. But here's where it gets a little tricky. Because what's weird is the age at which you have that first RMD begin, or think of it as the calendar year in which you turn that age, believe it or not, that is not the calendar year in which you must take your first distribution. Because the first year, they give you a pass. So this is known as your required beginning date. They say, hey, if you turn 75 in the year, we'll just say 2024, even if it's December 31st of 2024, if you turn that age, that's when minimum distributions must begin, but you can pull it out by April 1st of the following year, which is just, it's like, if it's not confusing enough, let's add confusion on top of confusion. Now, there's reasons that they did this. I'm not going to bore you with those reasons, but just remember, the calendar year in which you turn RMD age, you actually have a required beginning date, which is April 1st of the following year. Now, here's the key. If you take advantage of that pushing of your first RMD to the following year, well, the problem is now you'll have two of them. Because every subsequent year, your minimum distribution has to be out by December 31st. So, gosh, I already feel the tension of how confusing this is, but hopefully that helps.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about them online. Great website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. So, CJ, what if you don't meet that minimum? What if you don't withdraw less than your RMD? What happens?
Yeah, well, gosh, we've done this show for so long. We've actually done it long enough to where when we began this show 15 years ago, it was 70 and a half was the RMD age. And the penalties were steep and there wasn't much leniency. Well, more recently, due to the passage of the Secure Act, this also has changed. So now if you withdraw less than your RMD, you may owe a penalty. This has been reduced from what used to be like 50%. Now it's down to 25% of the missed RMD amount. And in some slash many circumstances, even if the taxpayer hasn't pulled out all of that distribution, they can work with them, with the IRS, to get a waiver of that. So what they were recognizing is the number of times this applied was pretty limited anyways, because most of the time when a minimum distribution was missed, it was unintentional. And so the IRS has said, hey, we're going to work with you, but you need to do this in a timely manner. I think, I can't verify this, but I think that what would happen is if 2-3 years go by and you're a healthy, you know, 74-year-old and you go, oh, I just forgot, they're going to go, sorry, the penalty applies to you. But if it's, I had a sick mother, I was taking care of them, you know, it's February of the following year and you right-size this, they're going to work with you to avoid that penalty. Now, a couple things to know. Your required minimum distribution is the minimum amount you must withdraw from your account each year. It is not the maximum. So some people think, oh, so I can't pull money out until I reach RMD age. No, you can pull it out after anytime after 59 and a half. And then they get to RMD age and they go, oh, so I can't pull out more than the amount. No, you can pull out as much as you want to once you're over 59 and a half. You just have to pull at least the minimum. Another thing to know is you can always withdraw more than the amount at any time after 59 and a half. So this is the key. Once you're 59 and a half, regardless of the retirement account, almost under almost all circumstances, you can pull that out any amount. There is an exception. It's called separation from service after the age of 55. We've actually talked about that for employer-sponsored retirement plans, but I'm not going to dig into that too deeply today because we've done it on prior shows. If you have questions about that, certainly you can reach out and ask them.
This timely conversation as well as we talk with CJ and Malia. And CJ, there's a reason why this is so important. We're talking about this now, isn't there?
There is, yes. Yeah. So what Sean is getting at is if you pull it out near the end of the year, what's going to happen is it will be included in your taxable income. That's actually the whole point of this minimum distribution, everybody, is, hey, I pull out this amount. Okay, great. I did it. What now? Mm-hmm. Well, in a couple of months, you're going to get a 1099 for that withdrawal amount. So as you pull money out of that account, if you're these minimum distribution ages, you need to make sure you either withhold taxes on that distribution or set money aside to pay it during tax time.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Kloss Financial. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. Under the About tab, you can learn about the team at Kloss Financial. You can also learn about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. Listen back to the podcast. Subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. All of that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You may be wondering, how are RMDs calculated? We'll get the details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about required minimum distributions. And Malia, when we talk about that RMD, how exactly is that number calculated?
Yeah, these are the mysteries we like to unravel for everyone. So really, you know, we're going to try to simplify it a little bit for you. So, excuse me, the calculation of your RMD for any year is taken from the account balances of one of those deferred accounts at the end of the immediately preceding calendar year. So in other words, if you have these deferred accounts, the IRAs or 401ks of employers you're not currently working at, 403b accounts, et cetera, what the IRS is looking at is a summary, a total of all of those accounts, tax deferred accounts, looking at that and then looking at your life expectancy. So the figures come in at the end of the previous year. So let's say in 2023, December 31st, those account balances for yourself accounted to maybe $500,000. If you were turning 73 in 2024, the distribution would be based on your life expectancy, which is about 26 and a half years. So they would take the 500,000, divide that by your life expectancy, 26.5, because that's the distribution period based on that life expectancy, and that would amount to about 18,800 and some. So you would be required in 2024 to take that amount out, as CJ mentioned, make sure you're withholding tax on that and get that distributed before the end of the calendar year. So again, back to, we only have 6 weeks left. We're pretty sure most people listen carefully, but we want to make sure that if you have any distributions you've not made for the year, make sure you do that. So I'm referring to the IRS Uniform Lifetime Table. So that's what gives us the life expectancy. Now, there is a separate table used if the sole beneficiary is the owner's spouse who's 10 years or more younger than the owner. Oftentimes, we'll want to lean on those life expectancy tables because there won't be as much required to come out, and so that it can be tax deferred a little longer. So make sure you're looking at the correct tables. If you go to investor.gov, that's a website, safe website hosted by the SEC, you can actually calculate what your RMDs may look like, or go to IRS, IRS.gov as well. There's an RMD worksheet there. This is really important as you know, if you have a spouse in the house, you may want to be looking ahead how you're going to handle the taxation on multiple RMDs coming into your household in the future. So make sure you look at that. And the other item we want to mention is people are like, they say to us, why am I being forced to take this money out? And as CJ mentioned, because, you know, ultimately the government wants you to pay taxes on that money. But you can certainly reinvest that money. And what that means is you're not required to spend it. If you have no need to spend it, great. But you can certainly reinvest that distribution into an after-tax account once you've paid tax on that distribution. Now you're going to say, well, what happens when that grows? Yes, there will be some additional taxation, which is known as capital gains. But important to understand that you're not being forced to spend, but you're just being forced to, at some point, depending on your life expectancy, to start paying taxes on that money that you've put aside.
Really important distinction there as we talk this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will indeed be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. As mentioned, we're just a few weeks away from the new year. A lot of folks start to feel a little generous this time of year. There are some great options when it comes to RMDs if you are in a position to help others out. We'll talk with CJ and Malia about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, a lot of us mornings, we step out, grab a coffee, do some other things. Maybe you missed part of today's program. You can always listen back on the website, klossfinancial.com, or share the podcast as well. Listen to previous shows. Again, that all available to you at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the office number right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. And as we're talking about RMDs this week, charitable giving, there is part of this, there's a connection there. And for some of our listeners, they may want to consider this for the future, shouldn't they, Malia?
Yeah, this is something you may want to get started right away or pony up for it in the future. Certainly, we'd say you probably should sit down with your financial advisor and likely your accountant to see if this might make sense for you. This could be a play. But one thing you just heard us talk about is as you take out those required minimum distributions, you do have to pay taxes. But there is this alternative idea, and it's a legal one, and it's known as QCDs, or qualified charitable distributions. So there's a ton of people still very unaware of this opportunity. But the ones that have come and looked at it, if it makes sense for themselves, most people understand that we have these higher standard deductions that have continued to be increased since 2018. So right now, a standard deduction for married filing jointly is about $29,200. Next year, it rises to $30,000. So given the fact this continues to rise, that standard deduction, that means that only about 22% of taxpayers out there have been itemizing taxes. So if you're not itemizing, what can you do? You've got this additional income coming into your home from the RMDs. Well, what you can do is use the QCD rule, and that could lower your tax liability. So again, what are QCDs? These were actually made permanent back in 2015. That was with the PATH Act, Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes. And so the description of a QCD is it provides you the opportunity to transfer up to, and this is 2024 numbers, up to $105,000 per year per taxpayer. And this would go directly from your IRA, from that IRA custodian to a qualified charity. So I'm just giving you the top amount, the total. You can certainly do, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $100, whatever it might be. But to understand that if it goes from that custodian directly to the charity, you will not pay taxes on that money. So these RMDs, for example, you will not pay taxes, nor will the receiving organization. Now, it does have to be a 501c3. Organization, houses of worship. Your children are not a charity, so that doesn't work. But you want to make sure that, you know, you look at, hey, if I'm giving, let's just say $5,000 a year, and I'm writing a check for it right now, and that's going directly to, you know, my church, for example, what's going to happen to that $5,000? Well, this is money you're writing out of your checkbook that you are not being able to, quote, write off because you're taking that larger standard deduction. If you are at least 70 and a half, so forget the RMD age for a second. If you're at least 70 and a half, you can start taking advantage of this and direct dollars being distributed directly from that IRA, for example, to the charity, and nobody has to pay taxes, which people love. I mean, I can't tell you exact percentages of the number of clients we have taking advantage of this, but it is very, very large. So this is available only for IRAs and individuals, as I said, who've reached age 70 and a half. So, you know, we're talking about RMD age, but if you're 70 and a half, you can start lowering those future RMDs by taking advantage of this now. So one thing we want you to understand is, let's say your RMD is $10,000 you have to take out this year. Mm-hmm. You could do it up to $10,000 to cover that RMD. But the total amount that's allowed is the $105,000 per taxpayer this year.
And anything as far as taxes, did I see something about a little note on some changes in filing?
Yeah. So special note, so if you make a QCD in a given tax year, you have to understand that you are going to get a 1099-R on this, but you're going to have to take this to your accountant because it'll show up as a distribution, but unless there's a delineation made as far as, yes, this was treated as a QCD, it's going to be up to you to make sure that gets communicated. You're going to want to keep records of these QCDs and make sure that by December 31st every year, wherever those QCDs went, that they've actually been deposited and so that they've cleared for that year. So there is a little more tracking on this, but very, very important for you to, you know, look at opportunities to, again, not pay as much as you may have to in taxes. It's a great opportunity.
Really fantastic opportunity, that is for sure. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, they are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That telephone number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, I've got to guess there are some other nuances here that we probably want to be made aware of when it comes to RMDs, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, as I was speaking earlier and as I was just listening to Malia go through all of this, it's common that your eyes should be rolling in the back of your head because it has taken me a career. I've been doing this for about 20 years now as a financial advisor. And I can say I am still constantly having to go back to the code to say, wait, am I thinking of the old rules or the new rules? What exactly does it say on the new rules and when do things start? And so listen, I've been doing this for 20 years. It's all I do every day. And I still have to remind myself of these rules. So why am I telling you this? Well, maybe it means I have a bad memory. But probably what's more likely is that this is complex stuff. And it's the reason why people like us have jobs, is to help you, the public, actually work through the complexity of required distributions and everything else complicated regarding your retirement plans. So a few things, other things to know. Sometimes people have multiple IRAs and they've reached these required minimum distribution ages. So one of the complexities that pops up is, hey, my Schwab account, my Fidelity account, and my E-Trade account that are all IRAs, and I'm now, say, 76 years old, I have an RMD, they each calculated a minimum distribution for me. Does that mean I need to pull the minimum distribution from each account or from one? That's a great question. And the answer is from one. You can aggregate all of those amounts up and pull it from one. However, we always like to have exceptions in the IRS. And so one of those exceptions would be that aggregation of your required distributions does not include employer-sponsored retirement plans, which would be SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s. Those you have to pull from each of those separate accounts. So again, rollover IRAs or traditional IRAs, you can aggregate them all together. But if it's a separate employer sponsored plan, whether it be current or old, if you have a minimum distribution associated with one of those, that has to come separately from that account. Now, one question that people ask with this is, well, then should I take that minimum distribution as a lump sum or as an installment payment? And our response is, that's a financial planning question. That has to do with cash flow and whether or not you need that money to live off of. It has to do with your gifting that money on a monthly basis, or if you just want to receive it all at one time. Some people get this, say, December 1st, right before the holidays. So what we would say is, whether you pull it out as a lump sum or in monthly installments, you just have to make sure that by the end of the year, the total amount of the aggregation is pulled out.
And then what about Social Security, CJ?
Yeah, so another question you might have is if RMDs, required minimum distributions, affects Social Security. So if you're taking RMDs and collecting Social Security benefits, the RMD will not impact the amount of your benefits, but it could impact how much of your Social Security benefit is taxable. Okay, everybody, hold on to your hats. Another layer of complexity. Social Security, the income you receive from Social Security in the state of Wisconsin, is not income taxable. Again, it's not state of Wisconsin income taxable ever, regardless of how much income you have. It can be federally income taxable depending upon your total income. There's actually things called provisional income and modified adjusted gross income. So there's a calculation of your provisional income to figure out whether or not Social Security is taxable. So if Social Security is your only source of income, more than likely you will pay no federal income tax on that Social Security in retirement. However, if you have other sources of income like retirement account distributions or RMDs or pension distributions or even just a lot of dividends and interest on taxable investments, then your Social Security can start to become federally income taxable. But it's a progression. So you could end up with 10%, 15%, 20%. All the way up to 85% of your Social Security could become income taxable. Now, if you're really sharp on how these numbers work, it gets really odd, because what happens is when you add a dollar of taxable income, and this could be because of a minimum distribution, when you add a dollar of taxable income, you could also be adding another dollar of Social Security that had been previously tax-free that has now become taxable. So they call this in the tax world, the Social Security tax torpedo. Doesn't that sound lovely? And it's this whole notion of like, wait. I just added $1,000 of an extra RMD, but I paid like 24% on that, even though I'm in the 12% marginal income tax bracket. What the heck is going on? Well, what's going on is you're adding in another $1,000 of Social Security that had been previously tax-free that is now taxable. So, do your RMDs affect Social Security? Kinda. I mean, it doesn't reduce your benefit amount, but it could make more of it taxable. And final note would be around inherited retirement accounts. For those who've been paying attention, the SECURE Act that was passed at the end of 2019 into 2020 actually changed how minimum distributions are handled for people who die in 2020 or later for certain non-spouse beneficiaries. And it's subjecting many of them to a 10-year distribution rule. For those who have an old inherited beneficiary retirement account, from somebody who died before 2020, you're probably stretching out the deferral of that account over your life expectancy, which means your minimum distribution could be very small as an inheritor of that account. But if you had a family member or friend pass away after 2020, you are in many circumstances, if you're a non-spouse, you're subject to a new 10-year rule, which means the money has to be out within 10 years. So here's what I'd say to everybody. The culmination of the show, unfortunately, unless you're just really, really, really good and smart with this stuff, you're going to probably need to talk to an accountant or a financial advisor to make sure you don't run afoul of the rules. So hopefully this was helpful today.
And I know when you run afoul of the IRS, it can be it's never a fun thing. So you definitely want to have that conversation. So we talked this week with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes for you on today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? If you were born in 1960 or after, your RMD age is currently set for age 75. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Red Robin. And don't forget, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great chatting with you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor, representative, and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.